gets worse. And that is the sugya of children going off the derech. Daf reish amigimol amizmoided as mul yusurim anoivim yeledim shusorim ederech Hashem. How to deal with the yusurim that flows from children, Rahman al Islam, that have walked away from the ways of Hashem. If you don't have one, you know somebody who has one. If you don't know somebody who has one, then you should wake up. Anybody here know somebody who has a kid off the derech?
Sorry?
Anybody here doesn't know somebody who has a kid off the derech? Yeah.
What is exactly out of the derech?
He's not keeping Shabbos. He's mechal Shabbos. That's my definition. Other definitions, I'm sure people have. He's not learning 16 hours a day. He's only learning 15. I don't know. Everyone's got there. For me, the getter is he Shomer Shabbos? Shomer Shabbos. I'm sure there may be people that are, you know, they're disappointed with their children for a whole bunch of different reasons. The kid Shomer Shabbos. Well, I'm not saying that that's the. But for me, I want to. Let's just use that. Once the kid's not keeping Shabbos anymore, that's a mituk legamre. Advarim shuzburu le'il nechaylim lo rak klape misa gashmis elagam rachmona letzlan besichur ruchoni. We spoke about rachmona letzlan, real death, God forbid a child dying as a result of what looked like the parents' negligence. Reza yipul mishayshis and mevreshis. We're going to apply the same principle to a ruchnias nefila. That zareni rab v'naseni rabim kaimim botim shel yehudim shetafkid chayayim hu leis nasos besichur ruchoni. People, Rahman al-Islam, that the tafkid, the shlichas that they were given is to mitmoded, to deal with ruchnias tikkunisoy. Yesh lem bat o ben shesorim derech hayosher, ozves derech hatoyr v'amitzvahs, v'yotzu l'chabek haspochis harochov. Families, children that left the derech Hashem, left the ways of Torah and mitzvahs, and are out there living in the goyisha world. Eloim bnei tziyoina yekorim amasulim v'paz asher nishpoi b'kavlei hayetze v'chayelosav rachmanu letzlan. These are precious neshomas that have been captured by the Yetzer Hara and his soldiers. Ein letayev ein asher klal kama godel hu sivlom v'tzarem shel ahorim. There's no way to explain the incredible tzar that parents have. Shem bnei teire yekorim sh'omer v'tiach l'chanech hezbonom o hezbitom v'chayosha. Families that honestly put a lot of energy and tiach into raising good, wholesome children, and the child left. V'nei alolu sorim min aderech rachmona letzlan. And they left away, even though we know how much effort and energy parents put into their children. Chazal b'masecht brachos daf zayin amud beis hagdiru trachgidia zu ve'omru. How bad is it? How bad is it? Says the Gemara, kasha tabus ro b'soich beisa shalodim yosim imelchomas gog umogog. Having a child like this in your house is worse than milchomas gog umogog. And we don't know how bad milchomas gog umogog is because we haven't, well, hopefully, maybe we are in the middle of it, I don't know, but. But you get the idea from the Gemara, this is not a simple thing. Achein zu sevel neira, the terrible, terrible suffering. Ach gam beliban shel hayrim elu shoychen oimez rikshi rav she'enu nochon. These parents have feelings that they made lots of mistakes. They're walking around with a guilt that we saw with the parents with the swimming pool. Ukotomi kach nigram lem sevel miyuta, nivayas advorim. The same as we mentioned earlier about all the subjects. There's the etzem tzar, and then there's the unnecessary added tzar that comes from incorrect hashkofa. Okay. So let's try and understand what's going on here. By the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of kids off the derech. It's a goyrim lo hamon hamon tzar that causes him a lot of tzar. When you have your own or you deal with kids off the derech and you see the pain that it involves, you can now empathize with the Shekhinah. You now have a taste of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of kids off the derech.
But you could argue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was their tachlis.
So there's no tzar Shekhinah. There's Tzara Shechina.
There is Tzara Shechina.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It was the Tachlis. Wasn't the Tachlis. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I wish I had these problems. I don't know. But yesh devar Chazal tell us it's Tzara Shechina, and we have to feel the Tzara Shechina. And the minute you start making too many cheshbonos here, suddenly you forget about the Tzara Shechina. Easy. I'm not saying you shouldn't go down that path, just not with me. I have a terrible nisoyin with getting in touch with the Tzara Shechina. It's a nasiv nishma. You have to feel the Tzara of the Shechina, even though you don't understand it, and eventually you'll come to feel it. But the minute you start asking those kind of questions, you won't feel the Tzara Shechina. I agree with you. I agree with you. Very often kids going off the derech is lechatchila. It should be like that. It's supposed to be like that. Akol akol muchushban. We're going to see it now. Raise a lipul mishayshis yamei brayshis. I agree. But it doesn't help me get in touch with the Tzara Shechina. That's why I think about it. Because I thought about it long, and therefore I didn't get in touch with the Tzara Shechina. I'm trying very hard to just nasev nishma with the Tzara Shechina. That's all. It's not a poshut avoider. You should be zoicha. If Chazal didn't tell us that there's a thing called Tzara Shechina, I wouldn't even bother with it, because I have no way intellectually understanding what Tzara Shechina means. A Tzara means a lack. The Kosh Boko doesn't have any lacks. The Kosh Boko is not lacking anything. How does he have Tzara? Tzara is a human condition. Anybody want to get in touch with this a little bit? Look at Rav Avigdor Miller from this week's Parsha, the little Kuntra that came out. He discusses how to deal with this. I don't know, I'm too scared to talk about things like that because I don't understand them, and it's mamish bordering on apikosis. He says it himself. If you believe what I'm saying, you're an apikiris. But you have to do it anyway. You have to be Rav Avigdor Miller to give that over in such a way that you're not apikiris. If I would give it over, I'd be mamish swinging from my ears. So you have to very more odadin. The minute you start getting into Akshama, the minute you start talking about Hashem's feelings and Hashem's thought, you're in very dangerous ground.
No, it wasn't for my page. Hashem's feelings is how we have to understand, because we can't understand Hashem. So how we relate to Hashem is the feelings and the emotions that we can only ascribe to him in order to actually understand the situation.
Correct. The great Torah Colossian Bnei Adam, but it's not a simple sugya. It's not as pashut as that. So I'm saying, so it's inachinam. But the biggest reason, and I heard this from an Adam Godel Ma'od Ma'od Shal Shtachim Gezum Zan Rav Matisya Solomon. I heard this from him myself. The biggest reason why kids go off the derech is because we don't feel the Tzara Shechina. If we would feel the Tzara Shechina, he told me, kids would never go off the derech. It's only reason why they go off the derech. There's many, many reasons. If you ever analyze kids going off the derech, you will never find the reason. Because I'll give you a home where 9 kids never went off the derech and 1 did, so it's not the home. I'll give you this reason, that reason, any reason, this reason. It was the cheder, it was the... And all of those reasons could be correct, but they're not the reason. Because I'll bring you exceptions. It can't be the reason. If it's the reason, it has to be watertight. And therefore, it's sometimes a combination of reasons, whatever. But he said the one reason for sure is this. Is that we don't feel the Tzara Shechina. So Hashem gives you a taste of the Tzar, so now you can feel the Tzara Shechina. First of all, let's go through this carefully. First of all, Aleim Nadat Ki Aledim Alolu Eidim Shelehem. The first thing you need to know is these children are not your children. Hem Yeladov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hifki Doisam B'Yadayim. These are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children who He gave them to you to be a foster parent. V'Aleim Letapel B'Yelet Zeh Kilu Yelet Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to look after the child like he's a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, it comes with the instruction manual. You mentioned as well, it comes with the instruction manual, these things you have to do. You can't just say, oh, well, it's Hashem's child. No, you have to do this, you have to do that. All Hilchus, all the dinim of Hilchus, Talmud Torah and Hilchus, Chinuch, etc., etc. You have to keep them, but not because it's your child, because it's Hashem's child. Harigashut ha'elboin ki ha'yelet shili hofach lo poshaye samuteres. Knowing that this is your child turns your negligence into unnecessary. It's an unnecessary load that you carry. Higam mesiches da sahiri me'atipul amiti v'anochon sheyesh letapel b'yelet zeh. It also takes a person away from the correct treatment that the child needs to get from the parents. Instead of dealing with the actual problem, They're spending more time dealing with the bush and the embarrassment and the jealousies and whatever, instead of actually dealing just with the problem that the child has. To put this into simple language, we ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu, why? What? Why me? What did I do to deserve this? It takes a person out of the etzem understanding that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does everything because a kolot tova. When we ask why, this is not a poshut level. But what does betochen mean? It's on shelf, the second shelf from the top towards the left. Stop. Chelik Aleph. Aleph. We're heading towards Shavuos, we might as well. Might as well just see this. After Shaar Avodas Elokim, where he proves that you have a chiyuv to serve Hashem, he says like this. This is right at the beginning of Hilchos Betochen. Amar HaMechaber, Mipnei Shekodem Ma'amareinu B'chiyuv Kabbalas Avodas Elokim. Since we started off dealing with the Shaar, the section dealing with the obligation we have to Mekabel upon ourselves Avodas Elokim, which is what Shavuos is. Shavuos is Kabbalas HaTorah. Now, seven Ishna, we've been coming on ourselves to keep the Torah. Wait a second. Raisi Levi Acharav Mashu Tsarich Yasem, Mikola Dvarim Laibres Elokim is for us. I determined that it's necessary to bring the thing that you need more than anything else in order to serve Hashem properly. Vua Betochen Alav Bakol Dvarov. That's Betochen in Hashem in all your aspects. You want to be an Eved Hashem? What's the thing you need more than anything else? You want to go scuba diving, what's the thing you need more than anything else? You probably need oxygen tanks if you want to go scuba diving. Because you can have everything else, but you have an oxygen tank, you're not going to do much scuba diving. What's the thing you need more than anything else to serve Hashem properly is betochen. Why? Why is that so critical to avoid a selokim? Because when you have betochen in Hashem and you understand that everything's happening for the good, and it's called mechushban, and it's from Hashem, and as we go further in Shavuos HaLevavos, we'll see Hashem knows what's good for me, and Hashem's only doing what's good for me, and he's Kol Yochel. Stop asking why. So what? And that frees me up to serve Hashem properly. You don't serve somebody when you don't like them, or when you hate them, or when there's contradictions. Whether it's a Rebbe, or a parent, or a boss, or a... If you hate somebody, whether it's a neighbor, you don't miss the day with your neighbor if you don't like him. You don't miss the day with your boss, your wife, or whatever, if you don't like him. But if you understand that this boss and this neighbor and this wife, and they said, this is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is what's best for me. They're shlichus miyuchad sheli, then I don't have any problems, and I can serve Hashem properly because I don't have any tainas. Let's just put it into our language. I don't have tainas against Hashem. And the minute I don't have tainas against Hashem, I'm free to serve Him. The minute you have a taina against Hashem, He says it here in the beginning of Shara Bechina as well. He brings three things that prevent a person from being boichin in the Bria. First one is different. Hemla Avoyla Mazeh. Baruch Hashem, no one yet does that. A hergel betoivus, that's a real problem. You start taking for granted everything you have. You wake up in the morning with a headache, so what's your focus? The headache. But you can see, you can walk, your heart's beating. So you have a headache, you said, deal with it. But what's the miserable depression and I can't function with a headache? What about the simcha that I can see? Hergel betoivus, we get used to, all right. And the third one he brings in, this is Mamash the hardest. Hamikrim Haroim Vav Seidim. This applies to Betochen as well, just as much to Bechina. When a person's hurt by them and he's upset by them because he doesn't accept that they came to him properly, a Betzedek. And they're good for him. Ham Goinim Lo Lehisraim Al Hashem Liyoiz Kofu Toiv Olof. They cause him to complain against Hashem and to be kofet toivah. So what does betochen do? A person who's a Baal B'tochen, he's at peace with himself, because he knows that everything that's happening is coming from Hashem. That's not easy. That's why we meet you every day, is to build this and build it and practice and work on it. But that's what it does. It's exactly what it's doing. And therefore, the problems I'm having with this child, that's exactly what Hashem wanted. So walking around with tainas and with bullshit and with complaints, it just makes the avoider very, very difficult. If you know, call it tova, now get on with the job. It doesn't take the etzem pain away, but it takes away all the unnecessary pain. Kamu b'shar shem yitivu lafnim es hayedir shem etaplim b'bnoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they internalize this knowledge that they're dealing with the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'zeh she'v'ahof v'hem liyois hashlichim she'yisoy l'bloid mizmodet b'il puta yetzak hashim ha'metzim b'doreinu, and they were the ones that were handpicked by Hashem to help this child and to give him the tools to deal with the yetzah hara of this generation that is noirav hayoyim. Hashem yoydil she'hutla alem shlichus miyuchedes b'mino. We're very unique shlichus here. To raise Hashem's child in this generation? Hashem must think a lot of you. Va'isa shayim yoichi b'sata nishmai la'afkin b'drochim ha'nechoinim shebemtzioisam niten limtzo mesiles liliboy shel hayeled u'la'achzirei lemutov. That they will have the siyata nishmaya to find a way to get to the heart of this child and bring him back. Yes, sir, okay. Hoirim rabim noitim la'ashim es atzman b'tzioiz chinyoichi es shoinos. Parents blame themselves for having made educational, pedagogical mistakes along the way. Hey, meftachim machshava shem elu asher holshu esbonam v'gomu lemetzovoi haruchoni ayur. They blame themselves and they say that they destroyed the child because of whatever they did to him. They sent him to the wrong cheder. They didn't deal with this properly. They didn't say no. They didn't say yes. They blame themselves. Nagais lamaisa gam mahalach chashiva ze. This is also not correct. This guy fell off the roof not because he didn't build a mica. He fell off the roof because that roof's gonna happen. We don't know why or how this child comes into the world, and he just Shabbos afternoon I went to Beis Midrash to sit and learn. There was a kid learning there. A young kid, I don't know, it must be 14, 15, whatever, sat and learned. He didn't move for hours. With a niggun, with a sweet niggun, I couldn't leave. The niggun was so beautiful. And outside, there's another bunch of kids who have no cheshek to learn. While this kid got given to this parents with a cheshek, and I got this kid who doesn't want it. We don't know. But you got given this mission. I was new, so get on with it. Anybody here chutzpahdik enough to think that he understands all the cheshbonos in Shemayim?
The children, they give the explanation why they go to the Derech.
Yes, but you have to listen to the ones who came back, why they came back. I think it's more important to listen to the ones that came back and ask them how they came back than to find out how the ones went off the derech, went off the derech. I agree, there's a certain amount of avoider in finding out why they went off the derech, so we can try and prevent it. Yeah?
Have there been any empirical studies on this?
Almost impossible.
There must be some sort of characterization of why.
I don't know if anybody with real Yerushamayim who wants to solve the problems done any real studies on this. I don't know of any. I don't know. There may be, I don't know. Don't know. You have to take somebody who really cares to do the study. but what is clear, and you speak to everybody that works with kids coming back, that there's one common thread that runs through it all. Somewhere along the line, there was one adult that hold of this kid, and the kid knew that he could trust this adult. And I guess that would be then, if you could want to stop a kid going with the derek, then you should have that as well. The chayre, that would be the prevention. One adult that connects with this child's heart. And it's very rarely the parent. It's very rarely the parent that can do this job. You have to find somebody else to do the job for you. it's usually not, it's not the parent. If it's a parent, ashreichem, that's gewaldig. If you have that kind of kesher, the child probably won't go off. Because you already have the kesher. We're talking about a child that doesn't have that kesher. And not because there's anything wrong with the parents or not, there's anything, because whatever, sometimes the plugs just don't fit. Rav Noach Weinberg told us that if it wasn't for his brother, he would have left the derech. With his father already, he couldn't, his father was already from a previous generation, he didn't connect. He was a New York boy and his father was a Litvisher Rebbe, whatever. To say, there was no connection. His father gave him a lot, his whole Torah was back. But he said when he had nisoinus of growing up and wanting to go for derech, it wasn't his father that brought him back, it was his brother. I mean, if he'd had the kesher with his father, it would have been his father. But the next door neighbor's kid, I can help my next door neighbor's kid, he helps my kid in a way that that's just the way it is. When I want my kid not to do anything, I phone up somebody else. I say, just if I ever speak to him, because he listens to me. If I tell him not to do it, he's not going to listen. Because I'm not a good parent, there's something wrong with me? Yes, but that's not why he's doing it. That's not why he's doing it. I also blame myself. That's not why he's doing it, because that's the way the world is. When I was growing up as a kid, as also there were adults in my life that impacted on me in a way that my parents couldn't. That's just the way it is. It's too close to home. But the ones that have gone off and have come back, those you can trust. I heard this from an Adam Golol Ma'od Ma'od recently. I'm talking about a certain kid that had gone off the derech and come back. Not really gone off the derech because they were always keeping Shabbos no matter what, but they had a bit of a wobble and they'd come back. And he said to me, that he's the real Haredi. Because he knows what's out there and he chose to come back. That means he's here because he wants to be here because he knows what it is. He said, you can trust him. He's been tested and he passed the test. He said, the kid sitting in the yeshiva, he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he was in the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, they really have never been tested. They've also been tested. They're then insaners. But you don't know if he's exposed to that world, what he's going to do. This kid, I know what he's going to do. He's going to stay from. So him you can rely on. That's the future of Klal Yisrael. The Yetzirah threw everything at them. He got their mamash down. Got him into Memtesh Shari Tumah, and he came back. If I can rely on him. And when he comes back, he's his own person. He didn't come back as a clone. Because to get back, he has to crawl through it himself. He has to build himself.
These people will go through this way and they go back, they can take back also the other people.
That's another aspect of it. They can bring others back with them. That's right. Yeah. And then, in the Loshon of this Sefer, they're genuine Avraham Avinus. Because Avraham Avinu also had to find it himself. Avraham Avinu didn't get given it on a plate. He didn't have a Rebbe, he didn't have parents, he didn't have anybody. And he had to discover and work out this relationship with the Shemim and his own. And that's it. We've said that this generation needs to be Avraham Avinu's. So very often the kid has to go off the derech in order that he can come back, but come back as an Avraham Avinu. The problem is there's a lot of dangers and a lot of damage and a lot of stuff happens to the kids with Chas V'Chelil, they come back. So we don't recommend it as a path. But you see that sometimes a kid needs to do that. I know a kid that was in prison in Brazil for drug smuggling. Very choshev Rosh Yeshiva's son. And in the prison, he did tshuva. He had got a wake-up call. And he started mekarving the other yidden that were in their prison. Because wherever you go all over the world, there's yidden in prison. He started daf yomi shir in the prison. And I'm like, who knows? Doesn't mean you should get arrested and go to a prison to start a daf yomi shir. There's easier ways to start a daf yomi shir. But that's what happened to him. Who knows? We don't understand. We don't understand. What's the biggest kit? I'm going to get shot for this one. What's the biggest kiruv organization in the world today? Chabad, Eishet Torah, Arachin, Yishmael. And I mean it. And I've seen it and I can prove it. Yishmael is making Yidden wake up and remember that they're Jewish more than any kiruv organization ever did. If we're not going to do tshuva and we're not going to wake up ourselves, the Kohen Baruch Hu's got a lot of different sticks to use to beat us with. When were the biggest Baal tshuva peaks in tshuva in kiruv? Track the wars. Six-Day War, Yom Kippur War. Major spike in people coming back and doing tshuva. The second Lebanon War, there was a big spike in Kiruv. And I'll tell you another thing, I'll tell you the Nechanami, but I'll tell you even better. And it's a whole shiur, we need to hear it sometime. If we're not making Havdalah, the goyim will make Kiddush. That's a bigger problem today. We're not prepared to be mavdil. There's a famous saying that if the Yidden don't make Kiddush, means if we don't make Kaddish Shem Shemayim, the goyim will make Havdalah. They'll push us away from them. They'll, we start becoming like goyim, they'll push us away. Rav Dessler said it slightly differently. A Jew has a koyach of Havdalah, to know that he's different from the goy. And when we start wanting to live like a goy, we don't make Havdalah, the goy will get that koyach of Havdalah, because the goyim don't have a koyach of Havdalah. Imain das Havdalah minayin, the goyim don't have das. They can't make Havdalah. But as in everything, if we don't use the koyach that we were given for Kedusha, the goyim will use it for Tumah. That's a whole discussion as to why the persecutions, the earlier persecutions were religious persecutions, and the persecutions from Hitler, Yamach Shmahonet, weren't religious persecutions. You could convert in Hitler's times, it didn't help. You were a Jew, your father was a Jew, your grandfather was a Jew, you got killed. It wasn't a real, we have to understand why that changed. That has to do with this sugya. When we stop making a Havdalah, when we can't see the difference between a Jew and a Goy, the Goy comes along and makes Kiddush.
Makes Havdalah.
He makes Kiddush. He'll mavdil you.
Rav Talbot says in one of his other Sfarim, I think it's a Sheva Chaban or something, he says that there are three mitzvahs that don't make it into the 613. They're Mefurash Pesukim in the Torah, but they don't actually make it into the Daraisas. And one of them is Imun and Bitachon, the other one is Kedusha, to be Mekadish yourself. It was, I think, last week, the Parsha for I don't remember the pasuk, but it says you should be Kedoshim. He says, why is that? These are like the three main biggies, yeah? Imun and Bitachon, there's no mitzvah Daraisa to have Imun and Bitachon, and there's no mitzvah Daraisa to be Mekadish yourselves. He says, because it's not just a mitzvah, it's actually a haftacha. He says it's a haftacha, it's a promise. That if you, these are his words, I read it from the Sefer, if you don't Mekadish yourself as a Jew, Hashem is going to make sure that you are Kodosh. The Goy is going to come along and kill you, and you'll die as Kiddush Hashem. If you're not going to live as Kiddush Hashem,
it's from the possible
B'chata B'chaim. You will be holy. He's saying you will be holy, not that you should
B'chata be holy. B'chata B'chaim. I'm putting in front of you life and death, blessing and curse, B'chata B'chaim. It means you can be B'chata B'misa also. You can choose which path you want to go. They're both valid paths. They'll both get you to where Hashem wants to get you. Everything, Achdus, for example. The mid of Achdus is not something that the Goyim have. From the Dora Flogger, the Goyim don't have Achdus. If they would know what the Dora Flogger was about, they would make Achdus. Because it says if they would be united, nothing would stand in their way.
We need the
they're playing another team. And when they're playing a league, they're playing another team. No, I'm talking about countries. I'm talking about nationalism. No, I'm talking about countries. You have France and England and Britain. And Spain and Portugal and all these different countries. And all have their different language and culture, whatever. It's a klala. Which gosh, it's a klala. They should all get together and become one nation. The Pasuk says if they would become one nation, nothing would stand in their way. That means the division, nationalism, what's preventing them from getting anywhere.
Now you look more like us.
But not by us.
Aleph.
Not by us.
More like that, yeah, but you have to change.
Not by us. So if we would have Achdus, which is what we're supposed to have, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, then the Goy would have no ability to Meyachid, to come against us. When we stop being Meyachid in ourselves, the Goyim get a prayer to be Meyachid against us. There's only one thing all the nations of the world agree on. You've got to get the Jews. It's the only thing they agree on. What does the United Nations spend all their days discussing? Mass genocide in Sudan, Yemen, no, it doesn't even make it onto the top 20 charts. Who's at the top of the pops every week? Israel. The day that Russia invaded Afghanistan, Israel blew up two houses in Shechem. What did the United Nations Security Council spend the day discussing? Where do they get the koach to do that from? We gave it to them. We gave it to them. We don't use the koach properly. In Kedusha, Hashem takes it away and it gets given to the koach of Satumah. If we don't make Havdalah and we don't separate and understand Atavah Chatan and Mekol HaOmi, we're the chosen people. Stop apologizing for being chosen. Stop making excuses. Stop coming up with, we don't really mean that we're better. It just means that we're different, but really we're all the same. And no, we're better. We're the chosen people. Atavah Chatan and Mekol HaOmi. With Reimim and Mekol HaOmi. If we don't understand that, then Hitler come along and make the Havdalah. He'll dredge out people that had assimilated three generations before. He'll drag you out and throw you away. He'll find you. You don't find yourself. Hashem has plenty of ways to do it. But that's a principle in the Bria, that if we don't use the unique koiches we were given, it gets given to the goyim to use against us. Yishmael, the Moshe Shapiro had a whole share about this. Where does Yishmael get the koiches to be Moshe Nefesh? He's prepared to give up his life to kill you. Where does he get that koich from? From us. We're not prepared in Moshe Nefesh to do anything anymore. It's a little bit harder, don't do it. Such a shed, a bit of brain. I think I'll stay at home today. When we're ready to be Moshe Nefesh for Kodesh Baruch and for his Torah, then Yishmael won't have the koich anymore. But if he's being Moshe Nefesh, it's because we're not prepared for him. Always like that. Anyway, that's a whole shear on its own. It has to be discussed.